We move down to item 6, Hong Kong Harbor Day. And we welcome back our good friend Paul Wasserman. Today he wears a baseball cap that reads Harbor Day Organizing Committee. He's going to invite HEC to support the Hong Kong Harbor Day project. Project will be taking place on November 13th. I guess Paul has put together a PowerPoint, so let Paul, guide us through that.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members, for allowing me to speak here today as one of the members of the Hong Kong Harbour Day Organising Committee. And I feel sometimes like I have one of those Chinese face mask games where I show face to face. This is a positive event. The concept was developed sometime last year, and the concept behind the event was that the harbour is really the stage and a potential stage for events and for the community. And we've been trying to pull things together. We have some great cooperation now with the Secretary of Home Affairs, Dr. Patrick Ho. He's joined as patron, and last Sunday the event has been officially announced. So far, there's a number of activities which have been confirmed, and I'd like to run you through this. You can see on the map in front of you a dotted black arrowed line. The key event early in the morning is a around the island sailing race that has taken place around Hong Kong Island for many years, since the beginning of the century, and that will take place on this year. There will be about 200 sailing boats participating. It will start around 8:15. First classes will go off. The next thing is we have invitational for this year, a windsurfing race. Now, because of the conditions of the water and the safety issues around the working harbour area, we've made it only invitational. So we're only inviting the top sailors, the top windsurfers, to compete with each other to get around the island. For the first time this year, there will be a rowing race. We'll be importing 10 seaworthy rowing vessels, and for the first time ever, there will be a rowing race around Hong Kong Island. So this is quite spectacular. Then the thick arrow is a parade. We are inviting vessels to join a parade and parade around the harbour. That will take place from about 10:45 till about 1 o'clock. The boats will muster in Cheung Kwan O, Cheung Bay, and then they will come around through Lei Yuen Moon Gap, come around at, you can see that, past Kai Tak, past Hung Hom, past the Avenues of Stars, then turn around in front of the exhibition center and move back on the other side of the harbor and then back out. We're expecting various types of vessels to participate. We hope the Marine Police, the Marine Department, Customs Excise, Fire Services will come through the harbor. We have an opportunity to get some interesting vessels like tall ships to come and join. We're waiting for confirmation of sponsorship to see what kind of vessels we can bring in for this tour. That will take place. Then there will be, we have confirmation now, the government flying services will do a rescue mission. So they will rescue somebody off the water right in front of the Avenues of Stars. So those are kind of some of the activities so far confirmed that are taking place on the water. Separately, the Economic Services Bureau, but specifically the Port Maritime Board, has agreed to sponsor a port tour. Residents from Hong Kong can go onto a ferry in Central in Tsim Sha Tsui and go on the ferry through the working harbour, so they can enjoy the working harbour and see the container port operations, which are so important to Hong Kong. So those are kind of the water-based events where we'll be expecting various cruise ships to participate as well. This, of course, gives fantastic viewing opportunities. The LCSD will open the number one site, mark number one, is the Museum of Coastal Defense that will open up at 8 o'clock in the morning. And this is the best viewing point ever. Of course, we had the cannons were built here for our naval defense to keep the boats out of the harbor. And this time it will be the best viewing point to see the boats coming into the harbour. So they will open up early. LCSD is very kindly agreed to do that. We are looking at opening up the and getting an activity going in the Quarry Bay Park. We will hope to connect the LCSD and the local district council. The communication on that is just in progress. Then, of course, you look around the waterfront. There is not many viewing points, which is the concern of the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, but we hope that somebody will be able to do something on top of the ferry piers. We see it as an opportunity. We know that the Society for Protection of the Harbour has made efforts to rent space at Bohemia Square to organise an event to celebrate the 10th anniversary. That is not officially part of the Harbour Day, but you know, anybody who wishes to organise events around the harbourfront, which provides activity, is welcome to do so. And this SPH is organising an event at the Bohemia Square. SPH is also organising a photo competition with great sponsorship to celebrate the harbour, which will be on display in the ocean terminal and will take place and will be have an entire harbour focus. So we are grateful for SPH's efforts and financing of those activities. Although some people are concerned that it's a protest, and we want to make sure that it's a celebration, and SPH has made clear that it's to celebrate the harbour. So in that sense, we look forward to their great support. We're expecting some of the hotels to come in to put activities up, 6, 7 maybe. Kai Tech Golf Club has already committed their space to organize an event and to allow some public access, although limited because the site is not very big. So what is the key issue for the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, that's the poor tortoise, is access and public access and temporary use of the harbourfront land that could be made available. Starting off the cargo bay handling areas in Wanshai, they will be fantastic viewing points for the public. And I'm sure that Ada Wong and the District Council will be happy if they can have access to those sites, but they need to be made available. And so we are asking and hope that the various members of government and the administration could help us facilitate making these available. We believe that they are empty now. We saw that they're empty. They're going to be prepared for car parking for the WTO event in December. So as they are empty and available, maybe they can be made available on a temporary basis for the public to enjoy the harbour activities on November the 13th, because the car parks, I'm sure, will not yet be in use. As we publicise this, the fact that this is going to happen, we welcome any district council, any organisation, anybody inside administration or in the public to take this opportunity to organise events anywhere around the harbour. These question marks put out the great viewing points. Le Yu Mun would be fantastic viewing points. Viewing points would be great anywhere around the North Shore, east of the Star Ferry. The Hung Hom waterfront, there's some empty land, there is some water promenade space, district council could organise activities there. We welcome anybody to take the opportunity, whether it's commercial, government or NGO, to take the opportunity to enjoy this this great day. And as we go forward, we expect many more people to join the water-based activities as well. Thank you very much, Chairman.
What do you think of bringing Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse out on the harbour cruise?
That's a good idea, Chairman. We'll send an email to Disney, and with that suggestion, that is a great idea. I'll make note of that.
Okay, thanks, Bart. Well, more seriously, I notice you have a long list of supporters already. Are you looking for having HEC joining as one of the supporting organizations, basically what you're after?
That would be fantastic, an official expression of support for this day, which we hope will turn into an annual activity owned by the community. It's not owned by anybody. It's not owned by the York Club, although they're very helpful in facilitating the main activities, the races and the parade. It's not owned by SPH, who is organizing some activities. It's not owned by the hotels with organizing Harbour Day buffets. It's owned by the community. We have an ownership that is really, it's been a private initiative of a few individuals, which we happily hand over to Hong Kong as a community to own forever as an annual returning event or celebration of the harbour, and with great visual activities like take place in Amsterdam, Sydney and Boston. And if the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee says we'll support this, and we'll express our formal support, and we'll give you every possible support that we can do with licensing, permits, making land available, otherwise promote it, communicate it to your constituencies. That will be a fantastic help to make this an annual returning event for Hong Kong's community. Thank you, Chairman.
Thanks, Paul. Comments from our members? Yes. Oh, yes. Of course, Major. He might be able to help you to bring Mickey up.
Just a few comments about the organization. I guess I assume that there will be an organizing committee looking after the entire event. But since this is going to be a major public event, I guess there are a few issues that the OC may wish to look to take note. One is about the insurance and liability. I'm sure the OC will look after that. And you mentioned about the Wan Chai cargo handling area, that supposedly there is no fencing along the edge area. And if you allow public to go inside, it can be quite dangerous as a location for the public. And thirdly is about the parade route and the round the harbour race. I'm sure you will have the support and coordination from the Marine Department and Marine Police to look after some of the technical arrangements. Thank you, Chairman.
Thanks, Mason. I must say one of your members of your team at the Hong Kong Tourism Board stood up at the conference to express great support from the Hong Kong Tourism Board for this event and promised to help promote it, which we gracefully accepted last Sunday. In terms of your concerns about, there is a event organizing committee that consists of various individuals and the yacht club. There is a coordination committee, which is which looks after safety and sailing instructions, and the coordinating committee involves the Marine Department, the Yacht Club, and the Hong Kong Police, the Marine Division, and the Leisure and Cultural Services Department to look after those issues of coordination, timing, safety, and so on. We are aware that some of the harbour fronts will have carrying capacity issues. So if you make them available, you'll have to work with a quota on carrying capacity. So whoever uses the sites, of course, have to take into consideration the limitations of certain sites. And, of course, the public cargo bay handling areas will allow only a certain maximum number, and you're fully aware that there will be limitations, and the whoever organizes it will be have to be made aware of that too. Insurances are being dealt with on an individual basis, so the sailing races will have their insurance, the parade marine vessels will have their own insurance. So insurance are on an as-per-aspect basis. Thank you.
Andrew?
Thank you, Chairman. If you look down the list of supporting organisations, you see the Harbour Business Forum is there, and I think the business community, so that they certainly support this as a very positive initiative around the harbour, and I think it's got a nice warm feel good to it. I think there's a great opportunity for HEC here. I imagine this event will capture a lot of media attention, a lot of public attention. It's going to be something which is very visible. And I think it gives us an opportunity to think about how we might want to roll out our messages on that day and do part of our communication strategy. We talked very much at the retreat about communications, about getting our message about the aspiration for the harbour. And I think this sort of feel-good, positive time is a good opportunity for us to be rolling out a message, slightly hijacking the day a little bit, but I don't think the organisers probably would be too concerned with that, because it is a celebration of the harbour and a day to sort of set the baseline and looking forward. So I think we should look for every opportunity that the ACT can make to get our message out about harbourfront enhancement and about harbourfront activity and vibrancy, and I think this is a very good starting point.
Thank you. WK?
Yes, Chairman. Since we have the West Kowloon Promenade, which is a project initiated by the HEC, I wonder if there's any opportunity of using that during the Harbour Day. Just a thought. Both active promenade and in the part of the harbour in front of the promenade. So the question of Paul is there anything on that part of the harbour where one can go there and see?
Yeah.
And then for HCC or maybe for LCSD, I guess something like a sunset cocktail would be nice, right?
Yeah. In terms of viewing points, Chairman, West Kowloon, of course, is part of what we call the cruise and ferry section of the harbour. So so that's going to be limited possibility in terms of getting the vessels come by. The sailing race and the windsurfing and so on, they will pass by, but the timing of their pass by is dependent on the weather conditions. If we're not going to have any wind, then it's going to be late in the day. If we're going to have lots of wind, then it will be about 1 o'clock. So it's going to be hard for people to have a guarantee. We can't get the parade go by because of the traffic. We cannot guarantee the timing for that part of the harbour in terms of the pass-by of the various vessels. So in terms of, can we do an harbour activity there? Yes, of course, because it's a great harbour facility, and I definitely recommend to do something. I cannot guarantee you what time the vessels will come by.
Okay. Any other comment? All right, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Paul, I think it's a very good idea. But I think if you want to make it successful, as you said before, it would be a great idea if you are prepared to make a presentation to all the district councils and get them involved. Because all your activity you propose are not really that popular, you know, among the general public. Just like windsurfing, sailing, rowing. So I think you should get some more input from the district level, see what kind of activity they would prefer to see around the harbour front. Okay, so and make it a more vibrant and more, you know, a very fruitful day, you know, for the general public. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I Michelle?
Thank you, Chairman. I think HEC should support these events because it's very meaningful, but like what Patrick had just said, Paul, you always emphasize that when we talk about the harbour, it's not just the land side, it's also the water side. But it seems like for the events that you've just mentioned, I missed part of it because I went to the washroom. It's basically water-based kind of activities, and except like you can view the activities from the land side, there's very little interaction between the land and the water. So I don't know whether something can be done to increase the attractiveness of the activities, like you can actually learn something or have a closer encounter of what's going on in the sea between you know, the people on the land and also the activities taking place in the sea.
Chairman, I'm happy to respond to those, and those are great ideas. I must say, we have a whole list of ideas, but we have no money. We have a whole list of ideas, and we are reliant on people's free time outside their normal working days. So our ability to organize things is limited. But, you know, as Patrick says, you know, one of the activities on our list will be fishing competitions or things like that, and because it's not allowed in the harbour, but the fishing association would be very happy to do it. I don't know where to find them, and I haven't had the time to speak to them yet. So it's a matter of, and the district councils, we hope that it's this presentation, if you can take it on you to take it in your district council and people can take it forward, we don't have the time or manpower, and we'll have to rely on this pyramid marketing. If you take ownership of the Harbour Day, you know it's on, we can guarantee the activities on the water at that time, and you can organize something around the harbour that has more of an interactivity with it, please do so, and we're open to publicize it. We will take anybody's event on the waterfront, we'll put it on the scheduled advertising. We're looking for sponsorship, which we are looking to be able to secure, of the list of activities. So anybody who has an activity on the waterfront, we can add the information to the scheduled advertising that will be sponsored. So we will help the promotion, but everybody has to take their own responsibility in organizing whatever they want, in whatever way, and whatever, as long as it's legal, that contributes in a positive way to this celebration. We're very happy to add them to our schedule of list, but we can't organize everything. We can only organize so many things ourselves.
Fair enough. Any other comment? Please.
Thank you, Chairman. I also think that this is an event that HEC could support. And I think we should also try again to get more public involvement and activities that the public can participate. I know that for here, we have Hong Kong Ferry and Star Ferry in there. But there are parades of vessels and ferries, but I'm not sure that whether they are open for public to get into the ferries and parade the harbour in that fashion. I wonder if that can be pursued.
Yeah. You want me to reply to this, Chairman? Yes, we're trying to get ticketing organized, but to get the ferries in is one, ticketing is not a level of organization and funding required to get that sorted out. So as we go forward, we'll try to get ticketing and get these boats available for public access, but in due course, we'll have to see how far the organizations and the ferry services can organize that within their means and within the funds that are available.
Thank you. Rita, please.
Yes, of course. I think departments will all like to be able to chip in to promote this Harbour Day. And so insofar as making waterfront sites available, I'm sure we'll look into it and see what would be the possibilities. To the extent possible, of course, we will try to support this very meaningful event. I'd just like to ask whether, through you, Chairman, to Paul, whether the Tourism Board is involved in this. I mean, if you want to get as much publicity and support, I mean, you can easily turn this also to be a tourism project as well.
Through you, can I answer? Yes, Ms. Lau, we have the Tourism Board is fully supportive of this event. They we have agreed to publicise every possible detail as long as we provide it to them. We have been slack in getting them the details so they could put it on their websites. And you know, it's only announced this Sunday that we're ready to kind of go public with the information. So Tourism Board now has the data and they will put it on their websites. You know, same impact. The government has the AIPs. They have their information services department. So any advertising information resources within government that could be mobilized, banners on the street sites, whatever things, we don't know how to necessarily get access to them immediately, but any help on those resources would be fantastic from every department.
Yes, Stephen.
Thank you, Chairman. Paul, I will support you, but I will fully support you to go to the district councils. I think it only involves three or four, if it not the central and western districts. You may get strong support from district councils, and this is very meaningful to draw the district councils involved in the activities. So the whole community will get a message very clearly. This is my point.
I'll do my best, Chairman. I believe there's a. I think the Eastern District Council and the Central Wanchai District Council will be with the Yacht Club to talk about some of the plans for that area. So we hope that opportunity can be used to do the briefing for the two district councils. Maybe Central and Western. I don't think there is a meeting. You're not involved, so maybe I should meet with you separately, and then the one on the Kowloon side. But any help that anybody can give me with that to set it up, I would appreciate that.
Thank you. So I guess we have pretty broad consensus that the HEC would agree to participate in the Hong Kong Harbour Day activity and be one of the supporters. Looking at the list, we're not exactly public sector. We're not exactly private sector, so we'll probably list us out as one of the organizations supporting in the moral sense. And the other thing is as far as the West Kowloon Promenade project is concerned, Winston's subcommittee looks after that, and he would try to look at the viability or feasibility of, you know, participating in the activities of the day. And Paul, we do know that you'll be quite busy running this thing until November, but you do know HEC very well too, so hopefully we can find some, you know, the way of putting together an HEC presence and participation, you know, in the days ahead. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.